Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
a few minutes late, but hello, you have listening to the Team of Voices, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation on Blog Talk Radio. We're a poetry group. It's on allpoetry.com. If you want to go and find us and read along with what it is that we are doing, then get yourself a free account on allpoetry.com and go and knock on the voices of the group, on the door of the group, the Team of Voices. And there you will find Deb. Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am very well. And you will also find Jay Hatter. How are you, Hatter?
I'm here. Doing fine.
That's a good start. Better than I was. And hello, Chaos. You're back to join us. 2 weeks in a row. I don't believe it.
May I?
There you go. Welcome to... Please.
There you are.
You are on. You are.
I am on.
You're absolutely.
Well,
you are.
Good evening.
I hear you. You're on. Good evening to you too. So there you go. And we have joining us also for the second week in a row, none other than Dave Crawford. How are you, Dave?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you guys doing tonight?
Yeah, good. So this is a fun episode because we're talking tomato things, because there is a reason that we are doing tomato, tomato, and that is because when Hatter gets on a plane tomorrow and heads down to the right side of the world, you know, the one that faces down, and he will get to understand that people in Australia don't talk anything like me. I don't know what the hell I talk like, but, you know, something between England and Australia. Not that there'll be millions of people that he'll bump into, and not one of them will talk like me. But they will all say tomato. And so I thought we better get him used to it, you know, so that there's one sort of less bit of sort of, you know, stuff that he's got to get used to, you know. I think the first thing that Hatter will do is when we race down the freeway the wrong way, he'll put his hands up to his ears and he'll go, holy shit! They're traveling the wrong way. They're traveling fast and they're traveling the wrong way. What are they doing? Anyway, so, you know, there'll be all sorts of that things. And so before we got to that, I thought what we should do is at least try to get one thing out of the way, which is the tomato, tomato thing. And then, you know, there's one less thing to sort of encounter when you get over here, Hatter, which is like a day away.
Well, my mission is going to be to change that. The whole country will be saying tomato by the time I'm done.
Well, that is a big mission, Hatter. I'm glad you've accepted that. And so good luck too, by the way. That's a big thing. I wish you well with that endeavor. Anyways, that's the topic for this evening. I'm AP Taylor, and I was running late, I have to say. I was running late because, is that Sweet on the end of the phone there, Deb?
Yes, it is.
I better sort of let her in, or otherwise I get in trouble. Hi, Sweet. How are you? Hello, Sweet. Hello, Sweet.
I'm in.
Oh, she was there. She dropped. I've let her in. She came back. Hello, Sweet. Are you there?
Hi. The first time I called, it kept telling me all circuits are busy.
Yeah, I got that too.
They're not. Well, they're not. Because you're in. Yeah?
Okay.
So,
I'm in now.
Unless, you know, you're in. Unless Amadeus has been chewing up your phone and using lines and all that sort of stuff. You're fine.
All right, I'm here.
You're here. So, good and bad news. I was 2 minutes late, and I was 2 minutes late because I got stuck in the large discount stationery and art shop, which has become, to me, like, you know, the thing that I spend all my money on now. Yeah. So I go there and, you know, how you go somewhere and you don't mean to buy stuff, but they've got it on special? It happens at supermarkets to me all the time. You know, they put it at the end of the row and you sort of go, oh, that's really cheap. And I don't need that, but sod it, I'm going to buy it anyway because it's really cheap. Well, that was sort of like me today. And so I sort of got to the cash register and I was like, I had to go get a trolley. And that's always not a good sign. And so I sort of got to the cash register and you sort of think, oh, shit, I've actually got quite a bit of stuff. And it came to a couple of $100. And I was going in there to buy like $20-$30 worth of stuff. And I had $200 on my trolley. So anyway, there you go. One of those things, I guess. But I've got a whole heap of really cool pencils. And you know, I've now got erasers that I can fold into my fingers and smudge, and I've got 80 pencils here that need sort of sharpening, and I only had one sharpener that had disappeared. Now I've got three, and somebody told me you needed to have smudging sort of paper stuff, and I've got four of them now. They look like big grown up wicks, but anyway, I've got stuff, which is kind of nice. And so yes, that's what I've been doing. So that's why I was late. I was spending money that I shouldn't have been spending on things that I didn't need but were cheap. And that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
So much
excuse. So, and Hatter may be able to use some of this stuff, Hatter, when you come down here. I mean, but you, I think you use acrylics, not sort of watercolors. So you may not be able to. But anyway, if you're not.
I've dabbled in it before.
The good news, Hatter, is that there were even stretched boards that were cheap. So I've got 7 or 8 small stretched canvases now. Never had those. So, anyways.
Yeah, good brushes are a must.
No, well, you're bringing brushes. I've only got crap brushes because I'm doing watercolors, so it doesn't really matter much.
I'll bring some.
Yeah, bring brushes. Bring brushes. And so, in honor of all of this, not necessarily spending extra money at the shop, but actually the fact that Hatter's getting on a plane shortly, we are talking about tomatoes and tomatoes. And Hatter, did you get it together to write a poem about this subject, or were you too busy? Oh, there you go.
Well, I did squeeze one in. I don't know what the quality is going to be like.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so but I didn't post it. Hold on. I have to go get it.
Okay, so it's a bit like sauce. Yeah? Is that what you're saying? Oh, and we've got the collab. Before we do that, hold on. Hatter, stop. We've got the collab. That's why Sweet called in. I knew there was some reason.
Oh, we do.
Deb. Did you want to get the collab read while Sweet's here?
I did. I put it on the board just in case. I know that Chaos only has about a half hour. I'm not sure how long that my suite has, so I figured I'd get it going there.
Well, let's do that. We'll ask Chaos if she's got something appropriately pulpy on this subject.
Okay. Now, this is blind collaboration number 82. And for those who don't know what that means, usually I, but this time Sweet Pea, provided a piece of art to Hatter and to AP. Each one of them send me 12 lines without speaking to one another, and then I do the best I can to thread them together into a cohesive poem. And this week the poem is called Alice from Wonderland is in Oz. And here we go.
Cool.
Holding Alice for bait was a big mistake. She went to the fair, then played with clowns, but the prize cabinet, lowest level things, guarded by an undercover cop in a Halloween guise. Between there and here, it's been quite queer that there's a witch in the Wonderland woods. There was a flying monkey, well to cackle, lurking in the shadows, always times two, and it was hard to know which to tackle. How many monkeys are waiting for you? In the next game, the Wizard of Rings frowns, asking her, where'd you get the monkey? From the Wicked Witch with all her spells in green. So green, it makes you mean and it makes me blue. Wearing fancy monkey back wings like some jungle bling, worn just as a distraction arrayed. Have little respite. With nothing to crow about, her luck all had fled, and she said, the witch's green skin, a problem, scares the hell out of me. Came across a golden path, then wandered lost for days. Though there were tiny slippers for the rabbit's shiny red, to once again make this fair all serene. Till the breach that caused the dykes to fail, from Alice to Oz and fairy tales. Found as tin returns from the lines of those rings, just to find she had won a Cupid rabbit all white. From the start of the story to the back of the book, the story can change, but the dead cannot. And so.
Interesting. Hatter had the final word this time. That's unusual. Sweet. Mm-hmm. What did you think of this blind collaboration to your prompt piece?
I think you guys are amazing. Every time I hear one or throw something at you guys, You always, always find a way to make something brilliant. I love the ending. The start of a story, the start of a story to the back of the book. The story can change, but the dead cannot. And I love the witch's green skin scares the hell out of me. How many monkeys do you got? The flying monkeys were awesome, the way it came back and forth. Using Alice for bait was a mistake. And Deb, how you can manage to put all of these lines together and make a great story out of it, congratulations once again. And I like the, hey, where'd you get your monkey? I'll trade you yours for mine. It's just such a casual conversation that I can see the two of them having, like, Deb in the dead of night, scary, everything going on, and AP and Hatter just going, hey, what about your monkey? Where'd you get that one? I got mine at a flea market. And I don't know, it just struck me as humorous. Just beautiful work, guys. I loved it.
Thank you, Sweet. Great work by Deb, by the way. Chaos, what did you think of this collaboration between Hatter and myself that Deb put together without either of us talking to each other, by the way, so we do this blindly? What was your sense of this little piece of wordsmithing?
I thought that was real fun. I love the wearing monkey back wings, like bling.
Yep.
And not holding Alice's bait. And it was just a real enjoyable read. I really, it's sad but true, and I hate to say this, Hatter. I hate to say it because I love you. But sometimes I get tired of the Alice in Wonderland reads. But this one I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed this one. Sometimes they get old for me, but this one kind of was fresh.
Yes.
It was kind of fresh and took it took a QP rabbit. The white rabbit was the QP rabbit. I'm sorry, but that kind of, I tried not to giggle in the reading there. The QP rabbit, I like that.
There you go.
We've
done well.
I really enjoyed it.
Okay. If that's the case, I think we've done pretty well. Thank you. And Dave, did you want to say a few words about this blind collaboration that Deborah has managed to put? Hello, Mr. Prophet. Hello, Dave. As he walked away.
I'm sorry. I was talking to the mute button again. I apologize.
Oh, there you go. All done. It.
Yeah. Anyway, because I grew up in the middle of the hippie generation, all stories of Alice in Wonderland always, I don't know, they always interest me. And listening to Grace Slick sing White Rabbit, that always really gets me going. I thought it was really a fantastic collaboration between the two of them, especially because it was done in a blind fashion. And it shows the caliber of writers that we have in our group, too. You know, I mean, we really have some fantastic people that write and put stuff together. And in a roundabout sort of way, we all kind of think pretty much the same, I think. You know, that we all think differently about different subjects, but we all sum up our thoughts in a similar fashion, I think. Anyway, I thought this was a fantastic poem. I loved it. It was fun to listen to.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome.
And Patty, you were popping along there this week. You had some, I think you had about 80% of the lines that were mentioned. You've done really well.
I'm having a coughing attack. Hold on.
You're allowed to have a coughing attack. But I was just saying, you're on fire there, Hatter. Chaos.
I'm going to have to go here in just a few minutes.
Okay. Have you got a piece that you'd like to read, Tomato or not?
I have a surprise for you guys.
Hi. Okay, go.
Okay.
Please be our guest.
Does anybody remember what I said last week? I said I cannot write to this.
You
I
did.
Do remember
you
that.
You said that. Remember.
And what did you tell me?
Draw something.
You said draw it.
I did say draw it. Yes, I did.
So, if, well, here it comes.
That'd be really cool.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to go sideways
okay.
on us.
No, that's
okay. Oh, maybe not. Here it goes.
Well, you never
here
know.
Goes, here it goes.
All poetry.
All right, let me get the buttons pushed here. I did two. Because it's tomato, tomato.
Get out. You,
so
that's even better.
Here we go with, I don't know which way you want to put this.
No, I'm going to give, I don't care which way it comes up.
Is a very chaotic version.
That's awesome.
Too cool.
I like that a lot.
And?
That's way cool.
Then we're going to go back in.
I like the first one. Big 10 out of 10 for me, Chaos, especially the purple.
That is my personal chaotic style right there.
I was going to say I've seen your art before, so I recognize your style.
You recognize the style? Yeah.
I sure
do. Okay. Now, this is definitely not my style. This one was quite the challenge for me.
Okay.
Where is it? Did it come up? Where's the send button?
I'm excited we've got one.
If you're still using the same screen, you have to sort of hit the comment line and turn it into gibberish, and then push send.
Yeah, it won't let
like
you do two in a row.
That same little field that you hit to put
hang
the
on
picture
a second.
In.
Let me go back.
Yeah, good thinking.
Let me go back and try that again.
Okay,
if
cool.
It's easier, just refresh and start over.
Yeah, you might need to refresh. That's all. Good. This is exciting, Chaos.
It's a new tablet, and I'm just now learning how to use this thing.
I'm unused to people listening to me like this. It's really cool. Just goes to show I should say silly things more. Anyway.
All right, here we go. Now I can go back in and get it.
Yeah. How do we need a topic for next week too, by the way? Just saying.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Well, you're going to be with me next week, so think about that too.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
If you can't think of something, there's a logical, obvious topic, Hatter.
All right, here we go. It's coming up now. Okay. And send. Thank you. Technology works occasionally.
Wow.
This was very much a challenge for me.
No, it's fantastic.
Sure is.
It's
shiny tomatoes and fuzzy vines.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's done so well.
Awesome.
Thank
chaos.
You.
You know,
no
I know the first one.
Is that
been,
that water
you know,
based acrylic, or what is that?
Paint is that chaos?
Yeah, chaos.
The realistic one is.
Is that oil?
Their Arteza colored pencils are similar to a Prismacolor. But a little bit harder.
Oh, I love
definitely prefer Prismacolor.
Yeah, the ones I use. Yeah, they're the ones I use. I love those.
Awesome.
What's that, Prismacolor?
Yeah. I'm not half as skilled as you, but But yeah, I'm just learning. I'm like on training wheels. All the pencils have little wheels on them, so I can use them.
The Prismacolors, definitely go with those. Do not try any comparable brand. I tried these because they're supposed to be so wonderful. No.
Yeah.
The other one is Sharpie.
Okay.
I love Sharpie.
Yeah. Okay.
Sharpies are my life.
Yeah.
I write poetry in Sharpie. I put my hair up with Sharpie.
Yeah.
temporary tattoos.
No. They look wonderful, both of them. I think you've done a wonderful job, Chaos. They're brilliant. Thank you for bringing those.
And talk about one end of the spectrum and the other. Both are awesome, but they're so different. And like I said, everything I've ever seen is like the first one you shared. But the second one's amazing.
It's a cherry tomato.
To run, my little girl went out of town at 4 o'clock this morning and is coming back here in just about 15 minutes. So,
much appreciated.
I love you guys.
Chaos.
Wonderful trip. AP, you're wonderful for letting him come see you.
Oh, look, as long as I let him in the country, Chaos will be wonderful. You know, we're just going to get him in the country. That's the only thing that's left to do now.
All right, so y'all have a great night. All right, we'll talk to
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you, boy.
Thank you. Righto. Now, we now have a poem on the board by Sweet. And I'm assuming, Sweet, that you have things to do and places to be. And so did you want to read your poem next?
Yes. I hope you like it. Yes.
I do too.
All right. Here we go. This is Warhol in 3D red. Outside, the wind blows cold, the last kiss of winter snow. Inside, the warmth of the kitchen glow, cheese oozes from toasted bread. Steam rises, a Warhol painting comes alive in a bowl of 3D red. End poem.
Ooh. That's nice. I like that. Hatter, do you like that poem?
So was the draw about him the 3D-ness of it, or was it just the subject matter?
It's about tomato soup.
I know, I was talking about Warhol.
That's his picture.
That's his Fine picture, stuff. Yeah.
Adam.
Cheese oozes from toasted bread.
He did tomato soup. Yeah, no, so it's a Warhol.
Yeah,
it's a Warhol. Yeah.
It's metaphorical.
Yes, that's why it's so clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really funky. But, you know, Jerry, that's just... That's just me. Dave, did you want to say a few words about Warhol's Campbell suit?
Sure. I remember when this painting came out. I think I do anyway. And wasn't long after that I went to a movie theater and I saw this movie called Frankenstein, and it was directed by Andy Warhol, and it was one of the crazy, goofiest things I've ever seen in my life. Kind of made you cringe a little bit when you watched it. But it had a little bit of humor thrown into it in an odd sort of way. But I like this poem really well. I like everything that Sweet writes. She's so sweet. Anyhow, this is it. You did a really good job of, taking this picture here and actually bringing it to life or putting it into three dimensions, as you were. I think it was really cool. I liked it. And I wish I could do more stuff like this sometimes. Anyway, good job. Really good job.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
So, for the record, Hatter, in May 2006, Warhol's small, torn Campbell soup can Pepper Pot 1962 sold for $11.8 million and set the current auction record painting for the Campbell soup can series.
$11 million.
Crazy. 11.8, yeah. 11.8.
Yeah, $11.8 million. That's insane.
I agree. Yeah.
Isn't it? But there you go. But it is iconic. It's fun. It's tomatoey. It has cheese. It has toast. It has a kitchen. And it has a bowl. It's $11.8 million. We can just admire it anyway. Sweet. It's very, very good.
And what
also
about Dolly?
You want a bowl of soup and a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, all of that. It's really cool. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. So, and now, Sweet, can you stay with us for more than a few minutes, or do you need to exit stage left?
No, I'm going to stick around for a few minutes.
Hey, cool. Excellent. Well, I'm very happy about that. Now, Hatter, you had, before we had Chaos Share images, you had a threat that you had a pump, and it might have even been about tomatoes. Did you want to put that up on the board? Because I think you said it wasn't there before.
It's
yes,
there
sir.
Now.
Ha-ha. There you go. A beautiful thing. Oh, wow. Hatter. Goodness me, it's a huge bomb again. Did you want me to read this, or have you got this covered?
Yeah, you're going to have to read it.
I was thinking, because it's quite long. This is from 21 minutes ago by Jay Hatter. Never say that you believe, and it goes a little bit like this. One day the tomato decided that he would run away. He said he was tired of hearing all the things the children would say. We hate them. Well, they're like yuck. We can't think of eating them without throwing up. The tomato, with a plan in hand, the fruit he decided to be, and planned to trick the human beings. I hate the veggies that are green. We won't love them, not one day. We love the fruit. They are a treat. That's what the children would always say. Broccoli, sprouts, cucumbers and leeks, radishes, carrots and French-style greens. Kick the tomato out of his butt. Go live with your friends. Goodbye and good luck. When the fruit saw the tomato walking alone, they noticed how big the tomato had grown. They asked the tomato if it had thought or maybe becoming a fruit. You'll get a nicer place to live, and you'll get a brand new suit. The veggies overheard these words and began to laugh out loud. No one will believe you are a fruit, they yelled back at the crowd. With signs in hand and across this land, a simple change was taught. Tomatoes, you see, are like the peaches and trees, and the biggest lie ever was bought. Tomatoes are like apples, like potatoes that are grapes, just like crazy, for heaven's sakes. Veggies grow from the seeds we sow, and fruit hangs off of trees. Have you ever seen a banana bush or the harvesting of a plum? Sit right down, don't play around. You're about to go get you some. Tomatoes don't grow on tomato trees, and whiskey don't run downstream. But reading to me a tomato's a fruit was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Veggies grow from the seeds we sow, and fruit hangs off trees. Remember what they make you say, even if you don't believe. End pop. Well, there you go.
Sounds a lot better when you said it.
It's kind of fun, Hatter. I like the signs in hand and across the land, a simple change of thought. Tomatoes, you see, are like the peaches and trees, and the biggest lie ever was bought. That's very, very funky. I like that stanza a lot because it reminded me of the French, Hatter, would you believe? It reminded me of the French because they initially called tomatoes love apples. How's that? Love apples. And then I gave it up because they're French. Love I tried, but it didn't stick. Anyway, I've read the poem, had a few comments on it. I better give it to Deb to make a comment now. Deb, what did you think of Hatter's tomato poem?
Well, for starters, I'm blown away by the length of the poems that you've been spitting out lately, Hatter. And considering what you mentioned about your mood not too long ago, it's surprising how much fun you had with this one. And with stuff like tomatoes or like apples, like potatoes or grapes, this is like crazy, for heaven's sakes. Veggies grow from the seeds we sow and fruit hangs off a tree. Ever seen a banana bush or the harvesting of a plum? Sit right down. Don't play around. You're about to get you some. It shows that you had a real fun time writing this. Clever stuff.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you. It was all written in a panic. The break in the line was that you just read was I was worried about it. The plum, you know.
No, I was expecting a rhyme, but it worked. Dave, did you want to say a few words about Hatter's tomato piece?
Well, it's got Hatter written all over it just because the way the poem reads and the way it flows. I think it was funny. It kind of reminds me of the poem that I wrote for the show tonight. You know, you actually sort of, you know, bring the vegetables to life, so to speak, or, you know, talk to them in first person, I guess. I agree with what Deb had to say about it, too. I could tell that you had fun with this, and it shows, and it rubs off on the reader, and I think that's one of the best things about a good writer is how it affects the reader and makes them feel, and your stuff always makes me feel good when I hear it read or when you read it, Adder. So, well done.
Thank you, Dave. Very much.
You're welcome.
Excellent comment. And
do you mind if I read mine before Dave, just in case I have to leave to get my son before the show ends?
No, I do not. Deb, did you want to put it up on the board?
I sure will. And go figure. I was all excited because my Winter Park poem topped off my what is considered my number one poem by Old Otto until today with this crazy poem I wrote, which knocked that beautiful poem out of my first place position and sat right there and took
it
away. So, go
get out of here.
I swear. And the thing about it is, it's all full of crazy pronunciations on, for example, how to say tomato versus tomato. So I was like, are you kidding me? Anyway, if you click on it.
Oh, sorry, who's that?
Sweet.
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 What did you say?
Sweetie. Hello?
Hi, sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sweet. Yes.
Can I comment on Hatter's poem?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes, you may. Sorry, sweet. My apologies, humbly.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Deb. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but this just went on my Hatter magic list. I love the nuances of this poem, especially plan to trick the human beings, as he spelled it B-E-A-N-S. The beans.
Yeah.
I thought that was just gorgeous. This is a great story, almost like a child's story. I think it's so brilliant. Not that I don't think most of your stuff is brilliant. Actually, I think all of your stuff is brilliant. But this it just came out like on top. It's like a little cherry on top, which I still believe is a fruit. You just nailed this in such a beautiful way. I haven't seen you so lighthearted in a while, and I thought this was just so beautiful and so giggly and so fun. I knew it was always a lie, by the way. I think it's just a way to get kids to eat more vegetables. So just so you know, I knew it was a lie. And I'm so glad that you brought up this controversy and this conspiracy against the tomato. Reading to me a tomato as a fruit was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Just like, you know, oh, that's a silent H or a silent D. What the hell is a silent letter? It's just to confuse us in spelling. So I think you're onto a lot of conspiracy theories they taught us as children. So keep writing them. I love you, Hatter.
Thanks, Will.
You're welcome.
Great comment.
Okie doke. Yeah, I think you've got your tomato.
Oh, shoot. I'm yakking on mute. I'm sorry. I was talking the whole time, sweets. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Anna.
Awesome.
Okie doke.
Okay. So, this one, tomato. I say tomato. You say tomato. Here we go. I say Caribbean, not Caribbean. And Celtic, not Celtic. Then I say vase, and you whisper vase. Gala, and data. You, gala, and data. You say laboratory, but I mumble laboratory. Now hear me say caramel, but not caramel. So let's call the whole thing off. Are you eating cauliflower or cauliflower? Apricots or apricots? Pecans or pecan? And do you eat an almond or an almond? Baked salmon or fried salmon? How often do you say often or progress but not progress? Do you scream in horror or horror at the mischievous people or at mischievous folk? See me color with my crayons, not crayons, for leisure, not leisure. Traveling by route, not route, on a journey to see my aunt, not aunt. To snap a family picture, not picture. She sobs into her monogrammed handkerchief, not her handkerchief, as she passes out jewelry, not jewelry, standing in the foyer, not foyer. Clip grocery coupons, not coupons, stuffing them in an envelope, not an envelope. Grab a fountain pen to write a poem, or write a poem with lines, flourishing in color, not flourishing. Schedule the appointment in privacy, but not schedule in privacy. We shout potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Just call the whole thing off. End poem.
Very nice. I do remember that Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire song. It was very, very cute. It finished like that. Mr. Prophet, you were laughing through that, so I'm going to get you to comment first.
You know, I didn't stop to think how many different ways there are to pronounce all, so many different words. And when I was listening to Deb read this, it made me realize how many ways you could say the same thing, you know. And it was funny. I had to think about it. You know, it's the same way as the British pronounce aluminum, aluminium, and we pronounce it aluminum, you know. And it's the same thing, you know, but it's just how it's enunciated, I guess, or where the mechanics of the pronunciation go. Anyway, this was great. I loved it. I thought it was really, really intellectual when you stop and think about it. It shows off Deborah Lee's vocabulary and how she looks at things, and it's fabulous. It was just fabulous. I really liked it. It was a good job, Deb.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You'd be shocked at how many I did not include. I was staggered by the list I found.
It's a huge list.
What?
Yeah, it's a huge list.
Hannah, what do you think of Deb's tomato and aluminium poem?
The only thing I could see that might be missing is do you wash your hands or go to Washington, or do you wash your hands and wash your clothes? Wash your hands and wash your clothes.
Yes. Yes.
That's a big one.
Yes.
Yeah, you had them all.
Well, I don't know which one. So it's a lot more than what I thought, Hannah. So, Deb, you've done very well to get that many, and to put them in a constructive poem is impressive. So I liked it very much.
Thank you so much, and that's about half of the ones I found. So,
okay. Yeah, no,
they have boot to a.
Well, no, they didn't go with the ones that were different by like pronunciation, like park the car versus park the car. It was more full out pronunciation, like tomato, tomato, I think I left out I left out tons. But they're all in the same manner where it's totally pronounced different, not just with an accent.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's quite a list. Quite a list.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, Deb.
And I have now, Mr. Prophet, put your poem back up on the board again, if you want to read it for us.
Were you talking to me?
I was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had a little bit of fun with this too. I wrote it this morning, and it's called Raven's Wine, and it goes like this. I once knew a man from Bordeaux. The apples of his eyes were red tomatoes. He sang to his plants in vineyard-like prose. Why he did this, God only knows. All his plants in rows of a pose gave him pause to slow in his garden within Melrose. His dog knew, as his birds know, bird-pecked tomatoes are his severe no-no. So he made a scarecrow, dressed it in old bedclothes, but it never scared the ravens or crows. They still dined upon his juicy tomatoes. Over the scarecrow's head, he pulled some pantyhose that belonged to his girlfriend, with a hooked nose. Her nose, long as your arm and round as your wrist, with a wart on the end the size of your fist. His girlfriend would have made a better scarecrow. When she came outside, all the dark birds would go. Sitting on top of the power pole, scolding him so for his bird pecking tomatoes that lay bleeding in the rows juxtaposed. To the bad-smelling scarecrow at the house of pantyhose. One of the ravens could talk, I suppose, and said to him, keep old Hooknose in the house when we eat your tomatoes. She's as scary as her holy pantyhose. In a vat, all his dead tomatoes did go. He made tomato wine from them just so, with a picture of a raven on the label logo, made by ravens and crows. Don't you know? It said in bird-scratched purple indigo. But he eventually went bankrupt because folks couldn't decide to ask for tomato wine or tomato wine. There's a big difference once you know. The difference between tomato and tomato. Tomato's proclivity to make one wear strange clothes, and it hangs over in ruby red, and its hangovers in ruby red undertoes. Tomato or tomato? It's just the raven's pronunciation, is all. And poem.
There you go. You had some fun with that, Dave. I like the fact that they went bankrupt because the folks couldn't decide to which one to ask for. That's very, very clever. Deb, did you want to say a few words about this poem?
Yeah, well, for starters, I want to say that you got to love it when a poet shares a poem with us and you can hear the smile in their voice when they're done reading. that shows that they had a ton of fun writing it, and Dave was definitely smiling at the end. And there was crazy stuff in here, like dressing the poet. I'm trying to find the spot. But let's just go with one of the ravens could talk, I suppose, and said to him, "Keep old Hook Nose in the house while we eat your tomatoes. She's as scary as her holy pantyhose." I'm like, what? It was just fun and funny and cool rhyme. And I like how it went down, like juxtapose with tomatoes and pantyhose. And it was just the bad-smelling scarecrow and the house of pantyhose. I mean, it was just too silly, but way fun. And her nose, long as your arm and round as your wrist. Damn, what a nose. I try to picture that. Make Dewey Durrani's nose look small, that's for sure. I could tell you have fun. Great share.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Thanks, Deb. Great comment. Hatter, what did you think of this one?
Yeah, now, when you write the tomatoes, is that spelling right? That's why you are spelling it that way?
The spelling is exactly the same. Yes, spelling
like
exactly
juicy
the same,
tomatoes. Huh? So that means ma.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure that was not the only, that it was constant. Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to wonder how things get that way. this is good. I like the way you made, everything ended in crows with the nose, the tomato one, just so. Tomato wine. Very good, Dave. I like the creativeness of it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm actually using some of my set of stuff that I bought from the shop, and I've discovered smudging pencils, and my pictures will change forever now. So there you go. You don't know what you don't know when you start these things. That was a really cool poem, Dave. Well done. Really enjoyed it. Had a just as Deb said, great fun, and tell you were smiling all the way through. It's just, which is cool. Poetry should be like that. Now we have received a couple of poems from supporters of the show. We've got one from Titus, and I was going to put that up next, Deb. And so, is that okay, Hatter, if I put that up?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well,
the other one
needs
a
that.
Reader. We don't usually do that on Saturday, so that's up to you.
Oh, no, we can do that. We can. I'm happy to read. So this is Titus and Titus Llewellyn, great supporter of the show, and his SoundCloud of his piece.
What you having, Jack? A Bloody Mary? Mahogany, my dear, such fear as misread you choose tomato juice, rather be ginger. A hint of paprika would darn well injure your ego. Merlot, with a bit more bloodshed. Worcester sauce gives it that chestnut colour. I see your sweet talking me around with lilac, replacing the vodka with maize best. Hijack a vanilla pod pimento makes the cheeks fuller. It is just as well it is not Mary Queen of Scots. Chrome demands severance. It'll guilt trip her thinking cayenne pepper we old Jack the Ripper, the whore with whom he'd rather call the shots.
There you go. It's just a short piece and only 99 words. He has actually used your set of words, the word bank that you put alongside Deb. He's talking about none other than the infamous Jack the Ripper. Did you want to say a few words about the piece, Deb?
Yeah, actually, this one is from one of my pick a prompt brevity contests. And I awarded him gold. I found it just so clever, and how the bloody Mary in the title is actually one of the victims, and of course he had a victim or two named Mary, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And what also got me about this one was the tone and the sound of his voice and the way he read it with like spooky undertones. I thought
yeah.
that it was a really fun read, and it was a very, very dastardly spin on that cocktail. So fantastic. And I like how it perfectly fit the topic, too. So, like, great share.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah, absolutely. No, great work. Dave, what did you think of Tibbs' Bloody Mary-inspired Jack the Ripper piece?
Well, this is really a different piece from what I'm used to seeing from Tony. It was spooky, and I thought it was really interesting. I liked the way he wrote it. I liked the tone of it, the whole thing. And you know, he's a really a fine poet, and he really did this drink justice, if you want to call it that. I thought it was really, really classy. Of course, all his stuff's classy, so that's repetitious. But anyway, yeah, it was a good poem. I liked it. Well done.
Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Yeah, great comments. And Hatter, were you able to read with us through this one?
Yeah, this is one of the most clever pieces I've read the entire time I've been on this site. It is, like, yeah. I agree, Deborah. This is just
it's clever.
Brilliantly done. Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah. Yep. Great.
And the read was kind of
great.
Spooky, Jack the Ripper, too, don't you think?
It was. No, it was. It was spooky.
It was very forgiving.
Yeah,
it was very forgiving in every aspect. I mean, it was so well thought out. It really resonates. I'm putting it on the list. Yeah. Good job.
Now, guys,
thank you, Hatter.
I know I put that last poem on the board. However, I have to
yes.
get ready to step out. So I was wondering if
yes.
Hatter knows what next week's topic is.
Oh,
good question.
Oh, yep. Shoot! I was supposed to keep thinking. God, I don't know.
There's an obvious topic.
I know. I'm gonna, if I don't get it, I'm going to feel bad. Why don't you just suggest?
Gold.
What is that obvious topic?
Gold. Gold, 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 gold.
Gold.
All right. Heading from California. Heading from California to get Australian gold. How's that?
There you go. Gold. Has to be the topic. Yeah?
Yep.
Gold.
Australian gold.
That's what
specifically
we're doing.
Matter? Or just not gold.
Gold, general gold. Gold, gold, and gold.
Coming from California, hunting for Aussie gold. Yeah. In search of Aussie gold.
Gold will accept. Any gold poem is fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
That works.
So, okay. Deb, have a safe trip to collect and come backwards and forwards. Meanwhile, I am going to read Jenny the Deep's poem, a great order again of the show, and then I've got
thanks,
mine,
guys.
And then we're... Love okay, have fun, Deb. Thank you. I'm going to read her poem, and then we've got my poem, and we're out of here, Hatter, and then the next time that we are heard, it'll be just you and me sitting together somewhere, wherever the hell that will be.
Yeah.
Question. Anyway, fingers crossed I can drive. Let me. Jenny
yeah.
Deep. Oh, the poem. Plain Jane and Bloody Mary. And I'm just checking to see. I've got that up on the board just to make sure it's there so that everybody can read along with me. And the good news is that Deb has put it there, so it is there. And it goes a little bit like this. Put the lime in the coconut, no wait, what? you put the lime and the vodka, mix it all up with the celery, add some tomato juice, make it spicy. Want a morning cocktail bliss, one that doesn't keep you up weary? You say her name three times like this, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Yes, please, no green olive for me. With the vodka and juice, I must insist. Plain Jane, I am, I won't deny on this visit. End poem. The lime in the coconut song. How I remember that. Did you want to say a few words about the Bloody Mary inspired poem?
I totally enjoyed how it started. Like you said, the lime in the coconut.
Great.
Bloody Mary,
Bloody Mary.
I love this. It made me smile.
Dave, did you want to say a few words about Plain Jane and Bloody Mary?
Sure. I agree with Hatter. That first line, it really hooks you. I put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah.
And then, your brain just keeps going on with the song and drink it all up or mix it all up or however. I don't remember, but I remember I was a youngster when that song came out. And it makes you think about it. And then you read the rest of this poem. It's fun and it makes you, I've always been a big Bloody Mary fan. I love the darn things. I don't drink them anymore, but I used to. And one of my favorite cocktails. And I like the last line here. It says, plain Jane I am, I won't deny on this visit. You know, I'm kind of that way too, in a lot of respects. This was a really cool write. She makes it personal to the reader in general, I think, that's a mark of a good poet, I think. So a good writer. So it was well done, really well done.
Yeah, I agree, Dave and Jenny. Just in your honor, I've always loved the Coconut and Lime song, and Once Upon a Time. I wrote the world's strangest poem about this very subject. Adam, you ready for this? I'm transposing a poem. I'm not putting my tomato poem in. I'm putting a poem, you ready, about coconuts and limes. And here it goes. Intergalactic combat between two sworn foes. The gathering unfolded while three suns rose. Cry as green armies retreat in decline as brown victors had led a defence sublime. While famous celebration brawl at the bunch, the properly spoken intruders gone before lunch, their planet was safe now, all of Oasis chime as injuries left talk of fooling around behind. The commander rolled to the podium proudly, declared the win to history as thank loudly. Repairs began, the cleaning of all acid signs, the lovely bunch off to drink as was party time. Malibu wild at bars, they queued up the nuts, was a celebration husky with no ifs or buts. A toast to all of hairy friends absent in crime, for injured medical attention as past prime. As is often the case, as paws injured the oldest, showing off against arch foes of green citrus. A great wind of the coconuts. Still a few in decline. All the coconuts left. We're pierced by a line. End poem.
Excuse me. I had to mute myself.
Strange. Yeah, your hatter's going to have a cough. Dave, we've followed the coconut and lime path with another coconut and lime entry. What's your sense? Hello, Dave. You're not on mute, are you? Hello, Dave. Did you hear that song?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I thought this was pretty cool. famous celebration are all at the bunch, properly spoken intruders gone before lunch. Their planet was safe now, all at Oasis chime as injuries left talk of fooling around behind. That's cool. This is really a different poem. You know, it's quirky, like Deb says in her comment to you, and it was fascinating the way you just wrote it and just let it run off at any kind of an angle. I like that a lot, and I think we need to do more of that as poets and writers. It's kind of a freeing experience, I think, but. Yeah, I like this. This was really good, AP.
Thanks, Dave. I just thought about it because it's a strange, quirky little poem. And you're probably right. We probably don't do enough quirky little poems in life.
AP.
Yes.
I ran an errand earlier today, and I was going through this small little grocery market, and I brought home a coconut.
Get out of here.
I've never done that. I swear to God.
Get out of here.
Sitting on the counter right there. No.
I've
never bought one.
Oh, and Titus.
That's
it's
weird.
A nice word, so thank you. This is a very old poem, I should say. Like, this is a 5-6-year-old poem, but it is one of my favorites because of all the little, you know, pause for pause and... the citrus and the, you know, past prime and the Malibu wild. This is a whole heap of, like, you know, really nice little coconut, you know, things. So if you're into coconuts, it's sort of, you know, got plenty of reason to pause.
I'm going to...
Sorry.
Stay with me here. I am going to prove what I said. Try to prove my what I said. Hold on. Hey,
you're
going
to put a photo of a puppy.
Joy,
board,
what am I holding in my hand?
A coconut.
A what?
Joy.
Coconut. Yes.
Joy, hello.
Well, what am I holding
in
my hand?
How are you?
Yeah. I'm fine. How are you?
Tell him I'm holding a coconut.
I'm really well.
He's holding a coconut.
He's holding a coconut. Well, God knows. He just can't. He can hold the coconut. He can't bring it into Australia. But just tell him he can't pack it. He's not allowed to pack food. Right. He can hold it, he can take a photo of it, but he can't put it in his case.
Yeah, that's fine. I thought it was weird that you had, no big deal.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
No. There you go. We have a coconut, officially. We had a couple of coconut palms. And next week, we are going to do gold, Hatter, because fingers crossed, we'll be somewhere trying to look for it.
We'll do our best.
We will. We will. So, with all of that, I'm going to say thank you to Dave for joining us for the show. Thank you to Sweet. Thank you to Hatter and Deb, of course. Thank you to Titus for giving us his piece and for sharing with us on the board. Thank you to Jenny for having her contribution to the show, as always. I think we've done pretty well, really, with Tomato. I know there was some concern, Hatter, that we may not, you know, be able to put it together and create some sort of source out of this, but I think we've done really well.
Yeah, very well, very well.
Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, we have to be happy about that, Hatter, when we choose something slightly lateral. I mean, gold's not lateral. Gold's, you know, in the middle of things. You'd expect that, you know, we can get some gold poems. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about standing in the gold poems.
If we don't get gold poems, at least we can try and get some gold, you know, which is the whole idea.
Absolutely.
Of, you know, so
yeah, you can't
know,
go down
we'll
to the river without throwing in a line.
Well, that's right. And so we will, you know, be out, fingers crossed, as I said, as long as I can drive a vehicle a reasonable distance, and that comes down my medical this week, Hannah.
God
as long as we can drive there, we'll do it.
If we can't do it, we'll do it the week after, you know. So anyway, we'll make it work,
yeah.
As always.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Meantime,
can't wait.
Meantime, next time you hear us, wherever you're listening from, for the first time in how many years have we been doing this together, Hannah?
Oh, four. Just had our fourth. Well, we've done it. We've done it this format four years.
4 years the same as. Yeah. So that's, you know, first time in 4 years we'll actually be sitting around the same bench, talking to the same computer. So until that time, have fun. And meantime, Hatter, I have a gold song. You ready?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Here we go.
See ya.
We're on for next week. Here we go.
Gold finger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He
the one and only Shirley Bassey finishing us off for Tomato, of course. Makes perfect sense. But next week we are doing gold in every sort of way, shape and form. Join us same bat time and same bat channel. And Ada, have a great flight.
Yes, AP.
So, until next week,
I'll
see you all.
I'm just very nervous.
With the Australian editions of the show. So, onwards and forwards. Thanks, Hatter. Thanks, everybody. Talk soon.
All right, be seeing you.
You will be.